Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 12:23 a.m. and I'm coming to you live from my dressing room because I can't move. Thinking about a lot of things tonight. Been wondering if y'all having a good Ramadan this year. So, if you're thinking about like going for some guy later, go to Radisson Hotel. Yeah, I'm giving you this choice. Go to Radisson Hotel. It's $32 per head for adult, and probably $14 something for children. I don't know, for the ages 4 to 11. Here I am being a good employee, promoting my job. And you got your main course, you got your grill, you got your ice cream, you got your bandung, you got tatarek, you got your appetizers and salads, you got your desserts. And I'll be there, smiling, always, dying on the inside. I am so happy to be there. Well, I'm having a great Ramadan so far. I've been spending a lot of time with my family as much as I could. Because I say could, I can could, because I've been working a lot in the night shifts, and it wouldn't work for me if I puasa in the morning and I work, and it would suck for me, and I would get really tired. Then eventually I would wake up the next day knowing that batal my puasa. So I did a podcast with Mr. Hazik slash Tom Hughes. Please do follow him or favorite, because we were talking about a lot of topics about criticism, about relationships, and obviously that's what I do. And I really need someone to tell me what we should discuss. What I should tell you guys, what I think everybody should know. And most importantly, if it's good for y'all, I want you to listen to my voice and tell me like this is good. This is what I want to hear from a girl, rather than nothing. So this is it. It's almost done. My time is up, and I hope you guys have a good night. And make sure you guys wake up for sahur. So good night. Farewell. Stay safe. Be safe. Hey, it's your girl A, coming to you live at 12:56 a.m. And let me talk to you about wasting time and false hope. Do you guys really think that is cool to waste time? Do you think that it's nice to give false hope to somebody you just been talking to for a while? I mean, what is there to do rather than giving someone false hope and wasting their damn time? I feel like everybody should learn from this. They should learn to never give someone false hope. They should learn to respect each other's feelings. They should learn to respect the person they're talking to, obviously. I've been thinking so much, thinking a lot about the little things that people do just to end things, just to end a relationship, just to end a fling. I mean, if the fling understands the situation, then obviously there wouldn't be any problem. But if one person falls for another, then that's a different story. They might not know it's a fling. They might not know it's just something, a temporary thing. But that means you're just giving her or him a false hope. You're making them feel like the drug is just spread all over their body, and the next thing you know, they're in love. And you're not giving them the benefit of the doubt. You're not giving them enough. Like, are they not worthy enough to be with you? Do you think that everyone is gonna be just like your ex? So here's something about wasting time. You call the girl, call the guy. You tell them you wanna see them, you wanna hang out. The next thing you know, you guys chill. Chilling becomes more. And after that, what do? Do you just lay there? Talk? Or do you just get up, get dressed, and go out? And just leave them? Like they're just wasting your damn time. Are you bored? Do you want to get out of there quickly? I mean, how would you feel if just a random thing, like probably a pet, if you guys are pet lovers, stay in your room and you call them out, you call them by their name, you tell them, come here, but they don't respond. That's how it is when you don't text back. That's how it is when you don't, they don't get you. Like they don't want you to be bossing them around because they want to come to you just because they want to. They don't have that kind of obedience because they're not human. But the way I'm saying it is, like, we're all human here. And every now and then we disobey. And every now and then we obey. I think I'm the type of person where I obey to disobey. You get me? Like, it's pretty hard. I'm very stubborn, but I'm lenient in a way. I make sure, like, everyone is happy but unhappy. I'm selfless but selfish. But I'm greedy in a way as well. About me is, when it comes to a lover, I would stick to one. And if I've had enough of playing games, obviously I would tell them straight to their face. Or if I can't really see them, I would just like text. But being someone's fling, lover, whoever, enables you to express with what you feel. Never expect anything from the person because you're not wasting your time. Two, you're not giving them false hope because obviously you know what each other's bodies are. You know what to do with it. And it's important for the both of you to understand that you must not have feelings for each other. That's a very straightforward information about having a fling or a lover. But when it comes to falling in love with somebody, then that's a different story. It cannot be one-sided. It has to be mutual. As to learn from my past that nothing is impossible. Eventually you will fall in love. But if it's one-sided, then somebody has to tell somebody to stop. Because that's not going to happen to either one of you. I feel like I'm straying from the topic. But anyway, I'm just really like not up there, like good up there in the head right now. I just feel so tired of all the night shifts that I've been going through, and ready on the table and hoping I would sleep next to them and wake up next morning telling them like we should go to sleep. The next morning is gonna be a better day. And hopefully that will happen to me. with someone who doesn't give me time to waste just because he's bored. I want to be with someone who can appreciate me and appreciate the job that I'm doing just to make them happy, and I hopefully can receive the same thing. For the next segment I'm doing, I'm going to be talking about giving and receiving. Not in that sense, but in a very mature sense. In the morning. I hope you guys have a great rest after a long day of working. And yeah, it's your girl A, over and out.